In Spain, the defense minister has done something you'd never see Robert Gates, or for that matter, Donald Rumsfeld, do. She gave birth. Carme Chacon is the proud mother of a 6-pound boy. Now, it's obviously a hectic time when a woman's about to have a child. It's easy to let some things slide. But they did overlook one little thing in Spain last night while Ms. Chacon was delivering her baby. Nobody was in charge of defending the country. The World's Jerry Hatton reports from Barcelona.
It wasn't that surprising when Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero appointed more women than men to his new cabinet last month. The recently re-elected Spanish leader had made equality of the sexes a hallmark of his first administration, but many were surprised when Zapatero named a pregnant woman defense minister.
Y ahora digan conmigo, ¡viva España!
¡Viva!
¡Viva el rey!
¡Viva!
At her swearing-in ceremony, Carme Chacón led the troops in the traditional Long Live Spain, Long Live the King. Chacón did not look very martial. The petite commander in the making was dressed in white sneakers and a billowy white shirt to accommodate her rather round belly. Criticism of Chacón's appointment came swiftly from Spanish conservatives. Some former military officers and Spain's right-wing media outlets attacked Zapatero for his choice. One radio host said, "I think Zapatero put her there because she's pregnant. It's part of his crusade for sexual equality. He's just trying to prove that a woman can do this job. A pregnant woman leading the military, that takes the cake." Others questioned whether the pregnant former housing minister would be able to make important morale-boosting visits to Spanish troops in hotspots like Lebanon or Bosnia. But Chacón went to Afghanistan for her first official act.
Sentimos todos los españoles respeto, admiración.
There, she praised the Spanish men and women in uniform.
El ingente, el noble, el magnífico trabajo que estáis haciendo.
Then, last night, she gave birth.
A las 17:40 ha dado a luz a un niño que ha nacido con un peso.
This morning, a doctor at a Barcelona hospital announced that mom and new son Mikel were doing just fine. But the birth came earlier than expected. So this morning, Spain's interior minister was scrambling to take official control of the armed forces. He's been busy enough as it is with a domestic crisis. The terrorist group ETA set off 2 bombs last week. One killed a policeman. Now the interior minister has added foreign security affairs to his plate, while Carme Chacón is on maternity leave. Chacón isn't saying how long that will be, but comedians are having a field day.
Presente en armas.
In this TV skit, a soldier practices a new drill. When the drill sergeant calls for arms, the soldier whisks a baby and a baby's bottle into view. The baby starts to cry. The soldier remains at attention through it all. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.